Kroger Tender Ray Beef. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. Presents Hearts in Harmony. Transcribed.
You must have made this discovery a long time ago. You learned that Kroger Tender Ray Beef is always both fresh and tender, and so delicious. And more recently, you found there's very little chance of getting those famous steaks and roasts. But right now, there's a new discovery waiting for you. It's another exclusive Kroger feature, delicious Kroger selected seafoods. Yes, it's high time you got acquainted with the finest and freshest selection of seafood in town. You see, Kroger selected seafoods have that fresh caught flavor, a rich, tangy flavor of the sea which is preserved and protected for your enjoyment. A special rush delivery system speeds Kroger seafoods to your Kroger store. Then, after delivery, they are protected until the moment you buy through precision refrigeration. Yes, it's the finest selection of seafood in town, and priced to save you money. So make a special point to buy and try these temptingly delicious seafood just as soon as you possibly can. As a matter of fact, when you buy Kroger selected seafood, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Get some real soon, won't you? Remember, though, Kroger selected seafood is available only at your neighborhood Kroger store. Now, Hearts in Harmony. Freddie Lang has found out from Bill Carver that he and Jerry Manson intend to kill Penny Gibbs. The truth of what Bill and Jerry intend to do to her has just dawned on Penny, too. And in the little house down near the river where she is being held, Penny says to Jerry,
Jerry, if you're serious about this, why haven't you already done what you plan to do?
You don't know anything about subtlety. Do you, Penny, dear?
I don't call this subtle, Jerry. First you kidnap me. Then you hold me in the house. Then you tell me you're going to kill me. And yet you think you're being subtle.
You must be getting a little nervous. You're not thinking too clearly. What I've done isn't subtle. What I intend to do to you is anything but subtle. But my reason for keeping you here like this is...
Is it?
Yeah. So far...
It hasn't worked out. What did you expect, Jerry?
I expect you to be afraid. And you will be when the time comes.
Oh? What would you do if the police were to come to the door right now, Jerry?
What would I do? The same thing that Bill is prepared to do if he's with you when the police appear. I have a gun. An ugly-looking thing, isn't it?
Jerry, please, I don't care.
Yes, it is ugly. Well, don't hope for the sudden appearance of the police, or your dear Professor Rogers, or anyone else. Because the minute that anyone but Bill Carver comes near this house, you won't live to see who it is.
Is that you?
Yeah. Down by the edge of the river, Freddy.
What are you doing down there?
Me? Don't you remember, kid, back in New York, how you and me used to get down to the pier at the foot of 49th Street on foggy nights, and how I used to like to stand and watch the shapes of things in the night?
Yeah, I remember that. You was an all right guy on nights like that, Bill. Yeah, you were all right and okay then.
Oh, you ain't too bad a guy, Freddy.
Sometimes...
Hey, look, I don't like that. Skip it. Guess you're right. Just sometimes I'm okay. I don't know. Funny, it has to be foggy nights and I have to stand on the riverfront. Just have to, that's all. Wonder why.
I don't know. But it ain't bad. You know, there's something good about the smell of air with fog in it.
Yeah, cleans you out inside. Hey, what are you doing out here, kid?
Me? Well, I came down here to ask you to do me a favor, Bill.
Yeah, what?
I don't know just how to ask you this. Well, you see, you might get sore.
Yeah, go ahead and ask. All I can say is no.
Well, I don't want you to say no to this, Bill. It's awful important to me.
If you mean let the Gibbs dame go, I can't do it, kid. I'm in too deep now. She'll go to the cops and, well, you know what that'll mean for me.
Ah, it ain't that, Bill. If I'd have wanted you to let her go, you know, I could have told the cops where you got her already.
You still think it's that house up the river a ways with a busted roof, huh?
I know it is.
Well, you're right, kid. I don't know why I'm so soft tonight. I ought to bust you one for guessing where I got her hid, but I don't know. The fight's going out of me tonight.
Look, I'm not going to the cops. The Manson dame is in with Gibbsy now, ain't she? Now, if the cops come near the place, that's the end of Gibbsy, right?
Yeah, kid, it sure is. It's too bad. If I hadn't gone this far, I think I'd let the Gibbs gal go. She's all right, Freddy. I don't blame you for wanting to be a Boy Scout for her. She's got looks, she's got brains, she's got backbone. She's got everything.
Yeah, she's got everything except long to live. That right?
Yeah. I can't let Jerry down now, and Jerry's counting on going through with the plans. Maybe I'm about as low as a river in a drought, but I keep my promise.
Even if it means what you're going to do to Gibbsy?
Yeah, even if it means that. What's this favor you want, kid? It's getting late. I got to go to bed.
Well, I'd like to see the gal.
Oh, you want it? You're kind of stuck on a Gibbs dame, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. Bill, will you let me see her? Huh?
You ought to have my head looked at.
You will let me see her then, huh?
Yeah, but it ain't right. Come on, I'll take you to her.
Well, wait. Can I see her alone without you or Manson
in the
room?
Yeah, Freddy, you can see her alone. Wonder what makes fog in the air.
I don't know. Well, what makes you ask?
Because whatever makes it in the air must be in my brain, too. I ain't got no right to let you see Gibbsy, but you're going to see her anyhow. Come on.
So you see, Bill ain't such a bad guy after all now, is he, Gibbsy? He let me come up here and see you, and all alone like this, too.
No, Freddy. He isn't so bad after all. But you're wonderful. You're the most wonderful person I've ever seen.
Yeah? I bet there are 50 other guys that you'd rather see right now than me.
Oh, no, Freddy.
Well, I can think of 50 guys that I'd like to see right now. All of them cops.
Oh, Freddy.
Hey, quiet down a second, will you? You see, Bill and the Manson dame are in the next room, and they might be listening to us. Gibbsy, I ain't planning on sending no cops up here, because that ain't going to be healthy for you. But I have got an idea how maybe you can get out of here all by yourself.
How?
Well, look, I thought of this last night. And then tonight when I seen Bill, I was sure it was an okay idea.
Well, what is it?
Now, get this. It's going to be kind of tough to do, Gibbsy, but not half as tough as letting those two bums kill you. Bill's kind of stuck on you, see? I could tell by the way he talks.
Well, how will that help?
It'll help plenty if you work it right. You make a play for him. Lead him on a little bit. Let him kiss you a couple times, and then you be sure and kiss him back, see? And fix it so that the Manson dame sees you do it. Now, you got that?
Well, yes, but I still don't see how that...
It's a cinch to get Manson riled up plenty. And maybe fight with Bill. And she looks like the kind of dame that can really fight. And I mean fight.
Oh, I see what you mean, Freddy. You mean you think I can play one of them against the other and maybe get away in the excitement?
Yeah, that's the idea. Or maybe the way I figure it, Bill don't like dames that get riled up because he likes another dame, see? Now, maybe Bill will get sore and do to Manson what him and Manson are figuring to do to you. Will you try it, Gibbsy?
Oh, yes, I'll try it, Freddy. But, suppose it doesn't work.
Well, you just play up to Bill, see? Make him think that you like him real, real, real good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, even if the Manson dame don't get mad, Bill will put things off until I get a chance to figure out something else.
All right, I'll try it.
That's good, Gibbsy. Good luck.
Yeah. And, Freddy.
Yeah?
Bill told me the truth about himself. And about how you and he tried to rob that store.
Oh, he did, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess this is quits for us then, huh?
No, Freddy. I realized that you didn't want to rob the store. That's why you hit Bill. And I realized why you didn't tell me that all this might happen. Because you knew if you told me it would mean it had happened even sooner than it did.
That's right, Gibbsy. I was just stalling for time then, and, well, I knew that if I talked and told you that Bill was after you, he'd make it even tougher than it is for you now. And it just wouldn't be no chance at all to help you. But I'm okay again with you, huh?
Oh, yes, Freddy.
Good.
Now you better go. And I'll try that stunt with Bill and see how it works.
Okay. Now, look, I'm going outside and see if I can't get the Manson dame to get into a little chin session with me, see? And then I'm going to send Bill in here to, well, chin with you. Huh? Say, Jerry.
Hmm?
Don't mind if I call you Jerry, do you, Miss Manson?
No, Freddie, I don't mind.
That's fine. Look, could we mosey from the house a second before I scram back into the town?
Sure, I guess so. What's the matter?
Oh, not much. I just thought I'd like to tell you something, and I didn't want Bill to hear this.
Oh, I see. Well, we're far enough away from the house now. What is it?
Well, you see, I don't like to rat on a pal, Jerry, but you look like an all right dame to me, and I just don't want to see you get double-crossed.
Double-crossed by whom?
Bill.
Bill?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Bill and I have an understanding.
Yeah? Well, tell me, do you understand that he sort of goes for Gibbsy and that maybe he ain't going to knock her off like he promised?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's just what I'm talking about. See, Gibbsy told me all about it. She said that Bill's been making a play for her plenty, telling her that she ain't really got nothing at all to worry about at all, but that you have.
So that's why she's been so brave about it all, why that little...
Oh, now look, Jerry, I wouldn't get sore at Gibbsy about this at all. You see, it's really Bill that's pulling the fast one on you.
Yes, maybe it is Bill. Well, maybe I'll take care of him, too. But I'm going to take care of dear little Penny Gibbs at the same time.
Well, Freddy's trick seems to have worked. But is it as much to Penny's advantage as he planned? What will happen when Jerry Manson confronts Bill with the news Freddy has just given her? Will Freddy's trick work for or against Penny? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. You know, serving a top-notch blue ribbon meal is mighty easy with Kroger's help. Of course, there's not much chance of getting famous Kroger tenderay beef right now. But say, when you can serve it, you're sure of a prize-winning meal. For no other beef so fresh can be so tender. And another sure winner for really zestful eating is Kroger cheese. This week is Cheese Week at Kroger's, and the folks there are recommending that you try flavorful Kroger cheese with your meals, in salads or sandwiches. And for an especially grand dessert combination, serve cheese and fruit. Right now, fresh fruit is plentiful, and there's a tempting selection. So visit your Kroger store, select your favorite fresh fruit, choose from the wide variety of delicious Kroger cheese, and then serve your family a colorful tray of cheese and fruit.